Do you have a name for a noisy, prankish celebration that some people use to tease the bride and a groom just after they're married? They go and they shake pots and pans.
They call it serenade, you know.
Serenade. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten a child with? They might say, well, you better be good, or the...
The booger man's coming.
Okay.
The booger man.
And what do you say to a friend when you meet him or her on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Do you ever say anything else?
And, greetings for a new year.
Okay. Do you ever say anything like Christmas gift, or is that...
No, I do not.
What people say that? Is that an age difference, or a racial difference, or what's...
I don't know. To me, if I am suggestive of gift, it makes me think, they think I want...
Oh, was that it, that they said it, and then they expected you to give a gift?
I don't know, but now that is just my idea.
Okay.
That I don't ever make a reference of gift.
Uh-huh.
I say now, a gift, regardless of what anyone gives me, out of, from their thought, that's a gift.
Yeah.
But to me, say something that is suggestive of a gift, that doesn't fit in my vocabulary.
Yeah, because you're asking for it then.
I'm asking for it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. If you had a very heavy suitcase and you had just carried it from here, down the street a ways, you might say, boy, I'm sure glad I don't have to quit this any further.
I'm sure glad I've made it here, or something like here. I've gotten here.
Or I don't have to.
I'm glad I don't have to lug this in farther.
Okay. And what do you call a creature with a really hard shell that lives in the water? He can stick his legs and his hands and his head inside his shell.
Turtle.
Okay. Do you have a name for a similar creature that lives on the land?
That's a gopher.
Oh, really? Do you know how it got that name?
What?
I'd never heard it called that before, and I just...
Well, what is it called?
Well, some call it a land turtle or a tortoise or something like that. Is that the...
Well, no, there is one that called gopher, G-O-P-H-E-R, gopher.
Oh, and it looks just like a turtle.
And it burrows in the ground. And you go in, you pull those gopher holes out on the... On the ridges where oak just grows oak, there's you find lots of those gopher habits, and they'll burrow in the ground and they'll go at an angle way off that.
Gee, I'd like to see one sometime.
And they're like the turtle or the tortoise. There is, you know, they refer to it as a tortoise and the hare in the story.
Uh-huh. Okay, what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitterlings.
Okay. And what do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body from waist to shoulders?
You call it the